Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Family Constellations Revealed by Indra Torsten Price is a practical overview of family constellations in the tradition associated with Bert Hellinger. Written for both newcomers and helping professionals, the book explains what constellation work is, how a constellation is facilitated, and why a systemic perspective can reveal hidden dynamics that keep repeating in relationships and life patterns. Price presents the approach as a broadly applicable method, not limited to family problems, and discusses how similar systemic thinking can be used for themes such as health concerns or workplace challenges. A distinguishing feature is the use of detailed case material from the author's facilitation practice to make the process concrete and easier to follow. Alongside practical description, the book situates constellations within a wider therapeutic context, referencing systemic and family therapy influences, and highlighting the emphasis on awareness and responsibility as drivers of change. The result is an accessible guide to the systemic view that underpins constellation work. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the systemic view behind family constellations. A central aim of the book is to make the systemic view understandable. Personal difficulties are not treated only as individual traits or isolated events, but as patterns shaped by relationships and group belonging. In this perspective, a family is seen as a system in which loyalties, exclusions, and unresolved events can influence later generations, sometimes showing up as recurring conflict, distance, or a sense of being blocked. Price explains constellation work in the Hellinger lineage as a way to observe these patterns in real time by arranging representatives for relevant family members or elements of a problem. The focus is less on analysis and more on what becomes visible through the configuration and the responses of representatives. The book frames this process as a structured method for identifying entanglements and restoring a healthier order of relationships, often described in the constellation tradition as allowing love and connection to flow more freely by presenting the theory in plain language. The author helps readers connect the underlying systemic principles to everyday experiences, such as repeated relationship dynamics or persistent tensions within a family. The systemic view also supports a less blaming stance, encouraging clients to see patterns without reducing them to personal failure. Secondly, how constellation sessions work in practice. Price places strong emphasis on making constellation work tangible. The book describes constellation facilitation as a sequence of steps that begins with clarifying the client's issue and defining what will be represented. A constellation then externalizes the system by placing people or markers in relationship to each other so that distances, orientations, and changes in position can be observed. And by, rather than relying primarily on long narrative history, the method aims to reveal key relational facts quickly, including where attention is drawn, who seems missing, or which relationships carry strong tension. The use of authentic case examples from the author's practice supports this practical orientation, showing how facilitators can move from an initial problem statement toward a clearer picture of the systemic forces involved. The book highlights that constellations are not merely a performance or a role play, but a guided exploration that requires careful facilitation, boundaries, and respect for the client's pace. It also conveys that effective work depends on precise interventions, including when to pause, when to adjust the configuration, and how to close a session responsibly. This practical lens helps therapists and curious lay readers understand what actually happens in a session and what to expect from the process. Thirdly, systemic laws and phenomenological observation. The book discusses the constellation tradition of systemic laws, a term commonly used in Hellinger-related work to describe recurring patterns that influence family systems. While terminology can vary across practitioners, the overall idea is that certain relational dynamics tend to produce disorder when violated, such as unclear belonging, disrupted hierarchy across generations, or unresolved bonds created by loss or exclusion. Price links these ideas to a phenomenological style of observation. The facilitator pays close attention to what is present in the field of the constellation rather than forcing an interpretation. This approach encourages humility because the work proceeds by noticing what emerges and adjusting in small steps instead of imposing a predetermined explanation. The book positions phenomenology as a practical discipline, stay with the facts of relationships, observe shifts, and test interventions by what brings more calm, clarity, or connection to the system. By combining systemic laws with careful observation, the method aims to move from confusion to a simpler picture of what matters most in a given case. For readers, this section clarifies why constellation work often focuses on key figures, missing persons, or unresolved events, and why facilitators try to keep interventions minimal and aligned with what can be responsibly integrated. Fourthly, influences from broader therapy traditions. Price situates constellation work in relation to established therapy approaches, rather than presenting it as isolated or purely esoteric. The book references influences from family therapy and systemic therapy, which likewise use symptoms and conflicts as embedded in relational contexts. It also notes the relevance of contextual therapy associated with Ivan Bozormeni Nagy, in which themes such as loyalty, obligation, fairness, and intergenerational bonds play an important role. By drawing these connections, the book helps readers understand that constellation work shares concerns with other systemic traditions, even when methods differ. This positioning can be especially helpful for counselors and therapists who want to evaluate how constellation ideas might complement their existing framework. It suggests a bridge between experiential constellation practice and the language of professional helping disciplines, emphasizing responsibility, relational awareness, and the impact of family history on present choices. The result is a more integrated view of constellations as one method among systemic methods, with its own distinctive techniques for making relationship patterns visible. This topic also implicitly addresses credibility concerns by showing that constellation work engages themes long recognized in psychotherapy, such as intergenerational influence and relational ethics, even if the constellation format is unique. Lastly, extensions beyond the family, organizational and structural constellations. Another important theme is the extension of constellation thinking beyond family systems. Priest describes constellation work as broadly applicable, including for workplace and organizational issues where hidden loyalties, unclear roles, and systemic pressures can shape outcomes. In such settings, the represented elements may include departments, roles, goals, or decision options rather than family members. The book also mentions innovative forms such as organizational, structural, and table constellations, indicating that the core method can be adapted to different contexts and levels of abstraction. This expansion matters because it frames the systemic view as a general approach to understanding human systems. People are influenced by the structures they belong to, and problems often persist when key elements of the system are unacknowledged or misaligned. For practitioners, these applications suggest a wider toolkit, potentially useful in coaching, leadership development, and conflict resolution, while still requiring careful ethics and clear contracting. For lay readers, the discussion helps explain why someone might use constellation work for themes that are not obviously family-related, such as recurring professional obstacles or team dysfunction. The emphasis remains on making dynamics visible and supporting shifts toward clearer relationships and more functional order. In conclusion, Family Constellations Revealed is best suited to readers who want a structured, experience-based introduction to constellation work without having to decode overly abstract writing. Lay readers interested in personal growth, relationships, and the influence of family history can use the book to understand why certain patterns repeat and how systemic perspectives can reduce blame while increasing clarity. Therapists, counselors, and coaches can benefit from the practical orientation and the detailed case material, which helps translate a sometimes mysterious method into a sequence of facilitation choices and observed outcomes. Intellectually, the book offers a coherent framing of the systemic view, connecting constellation practice to broader systemic and family therapy traditions, and highlighting themes such as intergenerational loyalty and relational responsibility. Practically, it provides a realistic sense of what happens in sessions and how facilitators work with what emerges. Compared with some writings in the Hellinger constellation tradition, the book is frequently described as concise and contemporary in style, with a strong focus on usable examples rather than extended philosophy. That positioning can make it a valuable entry point for newcomers and a reference for practitioners who want clear descriptions of process, scope, and application. Its main strength is accessibility paired with concrete practice-based illustration. If you would like to support Indra Torsten Price, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.